Welcome back. This is Niket Kerensky. I'm in season two and I'm talking about Eternal Podcast design thinking principles. Design thinking is all about solving wicked problems. It's all about going after the low-hanging fruits. And therefore, after you have done your empathizing process where you've created a empathy map or journey map of your listeners, after that, you move into problem definition and you create an opportunity definition. Once you've created an opportunity definition or an opportunity statement, you move into the next stage of design thinking, which is ideation. Again, in ideation, crowdsource your ideas, get onto social networks, talk to people, get ideas from them, discuss your opportunity statement, ask them what is it that they would like to listen. Gather as many ideas as you can, create a mind map, put all the threads, bucket all the similar ideas together. Once you've got a massive inventory of ideas, that's when you get a hang of what's to be done. Unfortunately, a lot of times innovators tend to tap into their own mind and think about ideas, but actually ideas are available out there in the world. Go talk to listeners, engage with listeners. Get onto social media, do polling, ask for information, ask for ideas, and unless you ask, people don't give you ideas. Once you've got these ideas, then allow these ideas to soak in for some time. I normally go for a morning walk, and when I go for a morning walk, I keep thinking about those ideas, and when I keep thinking about those ideas, I keep getting insights. And when I get insights, those are the insights that I would translate into building a prototype. I will talk about building a prototype of our podcasting vehicle in the next session. But in this session, I want to talk about the ideation process. We have an unconscious mind that's so powerful. And by the way, for all the creative people, their unconscious mind is extremely powerful. When you allow ideas to soak into your mind and when you are not really focused on your ideas, that's when you start getting a lot of insights. Write those insights down. If you're not writing them down, put them on the notepad on your mobile phone. And once you do that, that's when you are able to mobilize or give velocity to your insights. Creative ideas come in form of feelings. Creative ideas come in form of insightful thoughts. And we have to be alert to those thoughts. Talk to winners. Talk to successful people. Take ideas from them. Talk to different podcasters and take ideas from them. Talk to thought leaders and take ideas from them. And if you are active in the social media, or if you're active in the social audio media, and that's when you're going to get a lot more ideas. Go participate in the rooms, talk to people. That's where ideas are really generated, because those are the places where you have people who are connecting with so many listeners. They are opinion leaders, they are thought leaders, they have a whole lot of information available with them. Once you've created an inventory of ideas, which I normally do at any point in time, I would be working on at least 50 to 60 ideas for sure. And once you have a good inventory of ideas, you will feel confident. You will also get a thread in terms of how your podcast needs to move, and you will be able to beat the podcast fade. What is a podcast fade? A lot of podcasters start and ultimately they don't know how to continue, and therefore they take a long pause, they take a gap, and at times they don't even do podcasts because they run out of ideas completely. Ideas are out there in the space, in the universe, in the market. Go there. Get the ideas like you would pluck flowers from the garden. Go there, get the ideas, put them together, and never run out of ideas. Because the moment you run out of ideas, your podcasts are done. There is nothing that you can podcast after that. And that's the process of ideation. A whole lot of loose ideas, loose threads coming together. And then you're deriving insights out of them. And then conceptualizing those insights into building of a prototype. Thank you so much. I'm going to talk about building prototypes in the next podcast of mine. If you're there in Clubhouse, connect with me. Connect with me on Instagram. Connect with me on Facebook. DM me. I'll be very happy to help you for sure. Thank you. This is Niket. I'm signing off. I'll see you in the next podcast.